Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's Mary Dixon.
President Trump is tweeting, "We will see what happens," as South Korean officials report Kim Jong-un's regime is offering to end nuclear weapons tests if it can have direct talks with the U.S. and may be willing to give up its nukes. The president is also tweeting complaints this morning about so-called fake news and the Oscars, and compliments to Fox News for its ratings. Former Trump campaign aide Sam Nunberg says he might cooperate with Russia's special counsel Robert Mueller after all. Nunberg spent much of yesterday claiming he'd defy a subpoena for his communications with the president and a number of top advisors. A 13-year-old boy faces felony disorderly conduct charges after police say he threatened a middle school in Woodstock last month. Florida state senators have sent the state house new gun laws, raising the age to 21 for gun purchasers, a 3-day waiting period, and a bump stock ban. Specially trained teachers would be allowed to carry guns in schools. East Lansing police wrote more than 150 tickets as fights broke out between white supremacists and anti-fascist protesters at Michigan State University, where white supremacist Richard Spencer was speaking. It was one of the biggest donations ever given to the University of Chicago, and now the Pearson family wants it back. They pledged $100 million for the U of C's new center devoted to resolving global conflicts. Thomas and Timothy Pearson have sued, saying the school has failed to set it up properly. It's 8:01 on XRT. The Bulls lost to the Celtics, 105-89. NIU is out of the MAC tournament after losing to Kent State in the first round. Cactus League play news. Yu Darvish makes his spring debut for the Cubs as they play the Dodgers. And tonight, the Blackhawks host the Colorado Avalanche. We have a chance of rain or snow showers today. Not much accumulation and a high in the upper 30s. More snow likely tonight, but again, not much accumulation and a low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, partly sunny and a high in the low 30s. Right now, 35 at the lake, 36 at Midway, and 34 degrees at O'Hare.
We've always enjoyed celebrating the Day of the Dude, the anniversary of the release of The Big Lebowski, but today is the 20th anniversary, so we encourage you to formalize the occasion in any way you see fit, whether
go
it's
bowling,
go bowling, have a white Russian, go
take look, her easy,
take her easy, go looking for a toe, whatever you need to do today.
Make an appointment with someone's doctor who's very good and thorough.
And ask if that's a yoga position.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.